This is basically a giant wedding party.
Since DOMA was struck down in June by the U.S. Supreme Court allowing same-sex married couples equal treatment under federal law, Juneau resident Maureen Longworth has been celebrating and wants the rest of Juneau to join in.
It's a big deal.
Fellow event organizer Kimberly Crawford recognizes Alaska still has a long way to go.
Things are changing, but we still don't quite have the rights that we deserve yet, the full rights.
Longworth knows that change takes time. She and her partner Lynn Davis were one of several couples involved in a 1999 lawsuit against the state of Alaska, filed right after the state amended its constitution to define marriage as only between a man and a woman. The American Civil Liberties Union demanded the state offer domestic partner benefits to employees in same-sex relationships. 6 years later, the ACLU won the case. It was another 3 years before benefits were actually given.
It's been incremental change all the way along. And, you know, at this point, I really do envision being able to be equal, completely equal in our state. I'm not sure how long it's going to take.
Joshua Decker is interim executive director of ACLU Alaska. Since DOMA was reversed, he's been traveling around the state conducting informational sessions and having what he calls a happy conversation. Juneau is his next stop.
This is a new area of the law that same-sex couples are now being recognized under, and so it's important that Alaskans know what their rights are so that they're able to fully enjoy the benefits of being a citizen.
One example of these rights pertains to the military and federal government employees who've been married.
Civilian and military employees are now going to be eligible for all the spousal benefits in terms of health insurance, dental, life insurance. If you're a military service member, you'll be able to live on base. You'll be able to move off base with the spouse. You'll be able to get command-sponsored visas. It's the U.S. government fully recognizing the fact that those individuals are married.
Crawford is excited to hear about other rights and changes to law at the Equality for All celebration.
I think we're coming into a new age where people do realize that equal rights are just that. They're equal rights and that everyone deserves them.
Crawford says the recent Supreme Court decision is a big step forward and is optimistic more changes are to come. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.